VHF Hub.
I heard you, and it'll be you.
Morning, Mike. Have we heard Max yet?
No, but we're already on the right frequency.
Oh, that Max guy, he's the best. KVDON KVSWR. Mike, did you see Max's text? Is it the frequency we're on?
What was that, Jeff?
Max just sent a text. He said he was calling on 7234. Is that the frequency we're on?
Yeah, I don't know if transmit's on or not. I'm outside. I'm walking in right now. Test, 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 test. 26 watts. Hang on. And it'll be you.
Did you bump it up to 5,000? KVDON KVSWR. Yeah, who's ever on 2-8, we're waiting for the estate of Jeff. Now, it might not happen tonight, but Peter's not going to drop till the net's over, so there's no squelch. There's open squelch till the net's over, so you don't have to. Kerchunkin, it's not your equipment malfunctioning. The repeater will stay up until the HF net's over. Keep me at SWR.
Statewide exchange of information and ID occurring off common. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assessments, and representatives for these groups. This is KHJBD. My name is Jim, and I hold the position of Emergency Coordinator in Washtenaw County in District 2. So far from the pre-net group, the only one I've got is KEHDON. We tried to start on 40 meters, but nobody could hear anything, so we moved down here to 3932. KEHDON need not check in again, but other stations for the net. Please call them out.
KB8SWR.
Bravo Echo.
KB8SWR.
Okay, I have NASDE and KB8SWR. Any other stations?
Yeah, N8OBU.
N8OBU.
I have N8OBU. Next station, please.
Kilo Bravo 8, Alpha Yankee.
Okay.
Okay, I have KBAY in the other station. I have WBAEQZ in the other station. Okay, this is the Michigan ARPSC NEC. My name is Jim, KJBD, and I'm NEC Control. Are there any stations out there wishing to check in? Please call now. Are there any relays? Okay, so I guess we'll move on down the list here. First, I will call on KEADON and your comments, sir.
All right, KAGBD, KEADON. Good afternoon, everybody on the Michigan AFPS CNET. Not a lot of hope that you are going on. We did have a nice exercise last week. It was a drill for a Fermi P. It's a lot of fun. We've got another one in early August, and then the evaluated exercise will be toward the end of the month. Coming up next week, Cobalt Magnet is a big exercise that is coming to Michigan, and that's going to be happening next summer. We have an in-progress review. The last time I was in one of the most of the week, and it was down in Lansing. This one, thankfully, will just be on Teams for a couple of hours. And the time we work on Wednesday afternoon. Other than that, I have a quiet week ahead, which is good. I'll be getting ready to go on vacation myself. I will not be at station next week, so hopefully someone will be able to take the net and run with it. Most likely, that will be KB.
KADON, this is KAGBD. Yeah, it's good to take a little break and get ready for some of the action. We plan on at least activating Washington EOC down here for the August 27th in Fort Monroe. Other than that, thanks very much for your comments, sir, and enjoy your time off. You've earned it. Let's move next to N8FBE. Dave.
Yeah, KGBD in the net. This is N8FBE, and I don't have a whole lot for sport here. I mean, and, we hit 90 degrees today, and so it's looks a little warmer than usual. We're still having all kinds of construction going on in the neighborhood, and they even had the pavers in here today, this morning, on a Sunday, which kind of surprised. Typically have not been here on the weekends, but I guess maybe they feel they're getting a little behind. So our particular road here in front of the house has not had much work done on it yet, but the side road, we're on a corner lot, they have essentially blocked us out of our driveway for the last 4 days because they were redoing the concrete apron. There to get that all ready to be able to rip up the road and replace the road. And so we just now got the chance to put our cars back in the driveway. There's just a lot of crazy stuff going on around here. So that's all I've got at this moment. And I did try listening to both of you guys, both up on 40 and on 80. There's been class flares going on over the last 10 or 12 hours, and they just keep popping away and just cause a blackout. So good luck.
NADFPE, this is KAJBD. Yeah, boy, just before I start the net up there, felt just massively whacked, and it was just blanking out everything. Nice big waves coming through, just like deep crashing in the storm. Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir. And yeah, off time to the simplest things in life that make you really happy, like parking your car in your own driveway, in your own garage.
Anyway, thanks very much for your comments, sir.
Let's move next to KD8SWR.
Evening. Always something going on. Yesterday we spent some time putting some more microwave stuff up and building a network out some more, trying to build some more partnerships and make it better for everybody. So glad we did it yesterday and not today. It's pretty warm out there today. Always something going on. Back to you, KB8SWR.
Hi, KB8SWR, KJBD. Particularly if the excrement hits the rotating oscillator. Thanks very much for your comments, sir. Let's move next to N8OBU.
Nothing new here. Enjoying the weather. I've been working outside. Thanks for being net control. And yeah, I came here before I went to 40, but and we'll survive it. But thanks for being net control. N8OBU.
Hi, NAW. Thanks, Paul. It's over. I sort of yin-yanged you around a little bit today. Was not expecting, based on the FEMA, that 40 would be that ugly, but it's amazing how fast things get crazy. Anyway, thanks very much for all you do. Keep us all connected up on the VHF and UHF link. Certainly appreciate that. So, thank you for your comments, sir. Let's move next to KD8AY.
KD8ABD. KD8ABD in the net, and this is KD8AY. Well, we're back into the vector weather syndrome, which causes me to take down my antennas for my station. Interesting, that's the time on 20, 40, and 80, and over the last month, I have 100. What is where it's at, or things go on that. That's pretty much it for me.
KD8AY, yeah, at least I know here in Wausau, we certainly appreciate the classes you've been putting on and trying to help us get linked up into more of the WinLink expertise there. And new RMS, possibly in one of the neighboring counties, would be a really nice thing to have. Once again, thanks very much for what you do for us here in Wausau, and thanks for your comments, sir. Let's move next to WB8. Okay, we have seven participants, and we ran for about 15 minutes. So once again, my apologies for the confusion between 40 and 80, but we did settle down and at least get something started here. Thanks, everyone, that participated in this net. Certainly appreciate that. And thanks to the Central Michigan Emergency Network for providing the VHF and UHF links. That helped keep us all connected up. So with that, I will say 73 all and return the frequency to normal amateur radio use. 73 all, this is the AJDD. Thank you, KADON. This is KAJBD.